All right, on the bottom of Gimel Beis, we mentioned last time the Maisa with the certain Aramean who was bragging about the fact that they gave him to eat from the Korban Pesach in Yerushalayim, and then he came back to Bavel, and how he was bragging, how he fooled them. So, overhearing this, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir said to him, hey, did they give you to eat from the tail of the animal, from the Korban Pesach? He said, no, they didn't. He said, oh, but that's the fattiest part. Next time ask, tell them I sent you to ask for the tail. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir, he came back, he said, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir said you have to give me the tail. So he said, what? Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir said we should give you the tail. The tail is not one of the part of the animal that's eaten. So they began to look into this fellow, and they discovered that he was an Aramean, and for whatever reason, they put him to death. What did he do that was deserving of death? He fooled them. It's deserving of me, so it's a good question. It's addressed by the Mefarshim. But either way, that's the story that we have in the Gemara. So we derive the first Taisvis on this figure derived from here an important halacha, really, in Hilchos Evin HaEzer, that a person who appears within the Jewish community claiming to be Jewish, you see from this story that just like they believed this Aramean that he was Jewish, and they gave him to eat from the Korban Pesach, so too, perhaps someone who comes in our time and claims to be Jewish, we have to believe their claim, their assertion, unless we have a red flag or reason to believe otherwise, and we discuss how that plays out, halacha l'maisa, and Eretz Yisrael, we have to bring proofs that you're Jewish, and all of these kinds of issues. One other interesting aspect of this story, other than, of course, the importance of speaking nicely, which is really the overarching principle of this entire sugya, and we talked about why is that here at the beginning of Masechtas Pesachim, the importance of speaking nicely. I just wanted to throw into something when we discussed why it's so important to speak nicely, and we said because we ended up in Mitzrayim, because the brothers weren't able to speak nicely with each other, and that's why it's here in Masechtas Pesachim, a whole sugya about speaking nicely with one another. So it's an important Mar Makom, you should be aware of it. It's a very, very powerful idea, and other cultures actually have a similar saying with a different formulation than Rabbeinu Yoina. For Rabbeinu Yoina, the Shari Tshuva, Shari Gimel, Ois Kuf Memches, has a fantastic pshat in the Pasuk and Sefer Mishle, where the Pasuk says, V'ish Lufi Mahaloloi, every person according to his praise. So that usually means, people usually interpret it to mean that the way people praise you is the way you'll be perceived by others. Whatever people say about you is your public persona, and you'll be perceived in that way by those who meet you. So ish lefi mahalo, everyone according to their reputation, their Wikipedia page, or their public social media profile. But that's not how Rabbeinu Yonah says, surprisingly. Rabbeinu Yonah says, perush. Malas ha'adam wafi ma sheyehalel. People judge you based on what you praise and the way you speak. Other cultures have, Peter's impression of Paul is a better impression than Peter than Paul, or the way you speak is usually a reflection of you, not a reflection of the person you're speaking about. So that's why the whole Gemara says over here, a person, even if, let's say, I have bad news to tell you, that's the hemshech of the sugya over here, about someone who passed away, he didn't want to say that the person passed away, or, he didn't want to say anything negative about anybody, even though it might, might actually have been true, and over here he's just saying, relaying information. No one ever wants to say anything negative, because if a person says negative things, guess what? People will perceive you as a negative, a negative force. That's just the way people, perceive you, is based on the things that you say, not about yourself or what other people say about you necessarily, but really about what you say about others. A guy who says, this fellow is a jerk, people associate you with the word jerk, and they end up thinking, oh, that guy's a jerk. Even though that doesn't make any sense. I was talking about someone else, doesn't matter. The minute that you are talking about someone else, but you are menavo as piv, you speak in such a, coarse fashion, people automatically begin to associate the coarseness of your speech with you. So that's what the Rabbeinu Yonah says. If I speak positively about everyone, and we know this, if you think about this in life, people are always praising other people and speaking positively about them. People have a generally more positive disposition towards that individual, even though he's praising other people. He's not singing his own praises. He's praising other people. People perceive him more positively too, because he's such a positive person in the way that he speaks about others. And if you speak negatively about other people, people will perceive you negatively. So that's another perhaps wrinkle over here, and why it's so important to speak positively is not only because we ended up in Mitzrayim as a result of the fact that we didn't speak positively about others. Yosef was speaking negatively about the brothers, and then they couldn't speak nicely about Yosef. But also an important aspect in general about speaking nicely is that that's the way you speak about others, the way others will perceive you. And that's really the overarching principle of this entire sugya. But in this little story over here with the Aramean who came to Yerushalayim and asked to, you know, eat from the carbonas, and they said, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira set a trap for him, and he told him to ask for the meat from the tail, even though you don't eat the meat from the tail, in order to tip them off that he wasn't Jewish. So Tysus raises another issue over here. Not only how did we believe the fact, you know, the fellow's assertion that he was Jewish without any kinds of supporting proof, Tysus asks another question over here in Divrei Maskil Mei Ilya, which is, why was Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira going to Yerushalayim himself? What happened to the mitzvah to be Oyel HaRegel? Or even, forget about being Oyel HaRegel, being bringing the Karban Pesach. Why wasn't he going himself? Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, even though he was in Bavel, why wasn't he being Oyel HaRegel? Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, Shelo Oyel HaRegel, why wasn't he going himself? He could have informed them himself. Why do you have to set this whole trap with this whole fancy, setup? So Yesh Loimar, Shelo Hayaloi Karka. He didn't have any land. You have to have land to be Oyel HaRegel? We'll have to explain that. Okay, that makes sense, right? He was too elderly to go. Pashat, he's an Aynes of Rachman Apatre, the Pater. Mi Pesach, Kamo Mi Re'iyah, he's Pater from Karban Pesach, and he's Pater from being Oyle Rego. Inami, Nitzivin Chutzlaritzi. Nitzivin wasn't Chutzlaritz, it was in Bavel, Kedemuchach Besifre, Beparchas Re'eh. And it sounds like you're not obligated to be Oyle Rego from Chutzlaritz. So just in order to understand where Tysus is coming from with all these different terutzim, and what was his business with the Karka, what is his business with the Chutzlaritz. So I just want to take a step back, understand the mitzvah of being Oyle Rego. Does it apply today? Or where does it apply? And then we'll figure out why it only applies to a person who has Karka, a person who owns real estate in Eretz Yisrael, and the person perhaps who was Nimsa, who was found in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutzlaritz. So the basic mitzvah, though, was found in Parashas Re'eh, where the pasuk says, I'm sure we've leaned it a few times, hopefully focusing on the meaning of the pasuk, and where the Torah tells us in the parashas HaMa'adim that you are supposed to come and visit Eretz Yisrael, visit Yerushalayim, the Beit Makom HaMikdash, on all of the Shalosh Regalim. The pasuk says, Perek Dezayin, Pasuk Dezayin, Shalosh Pamim Bashara, Yireh Kol Zechorecha, Espenei Hashem Aleikecha. You should come to the place where you can visit the face of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the presence of the Ribbono Shel Olam, Makom Asher Yivchar, which was chosen, that's the Makom HaMikdash, V'chag HaMatzos, V'chag HaShavuot, V'chag HaSukkos. You have to come to be Oyel HaRegel. V'lo Yireh Pnei Hashem Reikom. Don't come empty-handed. What does it mean, don't come empty-handed? What are you supposed to come with? A gift? You're supposed to come with a present? A sefer? What are you supposed to come with? Chevra. You're supposed to come with Oyelos Re'iyah. You have to bring a carbon when you come to be Oyel HaRegel. So come. And come, don't come empty-handed, meaning come with Eilos Re'iyah. Now, are these two separate mitzvahs, or are these one and the same? Meaning, is the mitzvah being Oyel HaRegel to come and bring karbanos, or is there a separate mitzvah to come, and then, when you're coming, by the way, don't come empty-handed, make sure you bring an Eilos Re'iyah, make sure you bring a karban with you. So the Rambam blends the two, and understood that really the second part of the pasuk was qualifying the first. The mitzvah is to come and offer a carbon. The emphasis is the Rambam. Hara'iyah ha'mura b'tayra. What is the mitzvah being Oyel HaRegel? Shenira panav bazar. You should come and show your presence in the azar. B'yamtif harishon shalchag. B'yavi imo carbon oyla. Bein min oif, bein min behema. It doesn't matter if it's an oyla sa'oif, alis behema. You have to come with a carbon. That is the mitzvah. U'misha b'al azar b'yoy misha v'lo hevi oyla. If he came and he didn't bring an oila, lo dayosh lo asam mitzvahs asay or oiver aloy sasay. Not only was he mavatal the mitzvahs asay of being oila regel, because even though you showed up, if you came without a karban, you have not fulfilled the mitzvah. According to the Rambam, it's one and the same. Then the karban and the oila regel is all the same mitzvah. So if you come empty-handed, not only have you not fulfilled the asay, you violated the loy sasay of lo yiro panay rekam. Here the Rambam though adds a famous ending comment where he says, "But ain't a like al rabze. If you come empty-handed, there's no malchus. Sherei lo asa maisa. It's a lav she'ein by maisa. He didn't do anything that entails an action. What do you mean? You didn't do anything that entails an action? Of course you did. You came empty-handed. You walked in empty-handed. If you would have stayed home, you wouldn't violate or you're upon Irekam. Here you came and you didn't have you came empty-handed though, so you violated. Not only have you been about to the assay because you came without a carbon, and coming without a carbon is garnished, is zero. Now you violated the gosese of lo yira upon Irekam. You came empty-handed. So why does the Rambam say there's no malchus? Because you were passive, but you weren't passive. You walked into the Beis HaMikdash without a carbon. So many explain for the Rambam that over here we're not this lois esse is not an independent lois esse. This comes to reinforce the assay. Sometimes you have a lois esse and an assay, right, where they exist independently, even though they're both talking about the same item. Here, the lois esse is really coming just to enforce the assay. And you oftentimes have you have that with regards to other mitzvahs have a similar relationship. For example, there's a mitzvah of Micah. The pasuk says over here in Parashas Kisetze, I think Kisiv the Bais Chadash, when you build a new house, Vasisa Micah Ligagercha, you should make a roof, a fence around your roof. We don't have fences around our roofs because no one walks on our roof except the roofer. So it's only if it's a roof that's used. A roof that's used has to have a fence around it. Vloisas and Damim Beisecha. So that no one should fall off and get killed. Okay, so no one should fall off and get killed. So are women obligated in this mitzvah of makeh? Are women not obligated in this mitzvah of makeh? Separate mitzvah of makeh. When you build a house, make sure to put a roof around, a wall around it, so people shouldn't fall off. So says the Ramban over there, with regards to the mitzvah of makeh, but in the Ramban in Kiddushin, the Flam Dalam Rav, says, V'li nira, she'ikar mitzvasei asei. Even though there is a lav of v'loisasim damim b'veisecha, right? There is a lav here too, like v'loisiru panay reikam, but there's also an asei of asisa makal agagecha. So says the Ramban, she'ein lav shebo el kaim asei. The lav over here is really just to reinforce the asei, the kas of rachman of asisa makal tchila, v'hada v'loisasim damim b'veisecha. Meaning, and then it reinforced it with a loisa asei, kloima, loisa akim lasois mitzvazu. Don't delay in performing this mitzvah. But the lav has no other action other than fulfilling the asay. So says the Ramban, okay, so the women happen to be obligated in this because it is not a time-bound mitzvah. But says the Ramban, if it would have been a time-bound mitzvah, women would have been exempt, even though they are obligated in all loiseses. This is not really a loisese. This is an assay with a loisese that comes to reinforce the assay. But fundamentally, it's an assay. Women happen to be obligated because there's no time component here. But if there would have been, says the Ramban, women would have been exempt. So just like the Ramban said, it's a famous Ramban who explains that sometimes we have this dynamic. We have a loisese that doesn't really exist independently other than to reinforce an assay. So that same concept, perhaps is the answer for the Rambam with regards to coming into the Beis HaMikdash without a carbon. Yes, the mitzvah being other regal is to come with a carbon. Don't come empty-handed. Ah, but if you come empty-handed, the Rambam holds that there's no malchus, because it's a lav shein bo ma'aseh. Why is it a lav shein bo ma'aseh? I walked in empty-handed. That's an action. The answer is it really isn't, because the loisese is really just to reinforce the asay. So your lack of, your negligence in fulfilling the asay, you know, the fact that you squandered that opportunity is fundamentally passive. Your walking in is not what violated the loisese, you know, empty-handed. It's the fact that you did not bring a carbon. The fact that you were mavatel the asay. And that happens, b'shev al tasa. That's always passive by definition. So that's why the Rambam feels that it's a lav she'en bo maisa, and there is no malchus. Okay, but that's the opinion of the Rambam. What would you say about the Rambam bizman hazeh? Is there a mitzvah being other regal bizmanenu? According to the Rambam, presumably not. Why? Because the mitzvah being on the regal is to come to the Beis HaMikdash bearing a carbon. Today, I know it's not a newsflash, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. No one is bringing carbonos. So in the absence of a carbon, which is beyond our control, right, there is no mitzvah. There's nothing we can do about it. There really is no mitzvah anymore. That's why many claim that the mitzvah, the Gemara Masech L'Sukkah also does not apply in our times. The Gemara says Masech L'Sukkah on Chav Zayin Mabez, in the name of Rabbi Yitzchak, minayin shechayev adam lahak bi opnei rabu berego. How do you know that you have to visit your Rebbe on a yontif? Shenema madu at halechas hayom lo chaydish lo Shabbos. Why are you going today? It's not a chaydish, not a Shabbos. That implies that on a chaydish and a Shabbos, a person has to go visit his Rebbe. The chaydish lo Shabbos, v'chayev inish lak bule ape rabbe. He has to be greeted by his Rebbe. A mitzvah lahak bi opnei rabu berego. Does this mitzvah apply today? There are many people who do this. They go and they visit the Rebbe on yontif. Do you have to do that? If Shechla sits all day, when I was in a shiur, he used to sit all day, people would come in and out. I'm sure during COVID that's not happening, but it used to happen.
So, have you prescribed to the idea to shake a lulav in Yerushalayim a separate time?
That's a separate chesed, totally separate. It's an entirely separate discussion. The fact that lulav in Yerushalayim is a deraisa in the Makom HaMikdash, outside of the Makom HaMikdash was only the rise of the first day, it was only the Rabbanon the rest of the days. So Shaila, if I took the lulav outside when I was only chayv in the Rabbanon, then I go into Yerushalayim with a mitzvah of lulav, now it's deraisa, do I have to go back and take the lulav again? That was the chiddush of the Aruch Lener, that even though you fulfilled the midrabanan, that doesn't help you fulfill with regards to your obligation midrashah once you walk into the Makom HaMikdash. That's a whole separate thing. That's a sukkah Shaila. But over here, do you have to visit the Rebbe on a regal? So the Gemara seems to say that you do. So the Neid of Yehuda writes that no. That's only Bizman, Shabbat Samikdash Haikaim, and you were being on the regal. So together with being on the regal, you would have to go visit your Rebbe as well. But Bizmanenu, that there is no mitzvah to be on the regal anymore, because according to the Rambam, the mitzvah being on the regal is really to offer a karbon when you are on the regal. So since you're not going to go and visit Hashem, how can I go and visit my Rebbe? The Gemara says in Masechtas Kiddushin, Kadesh lo yehei kvodo meruba mikvod shamayim. You should never honor your Rebbe more than you honor Hashem. So that's why a person obligated to stand when he sees the, you know, when he's in the presence of his Rav. However, let's say, you know, he meets his Rebbe three times a day. You only stand up the first two times, you don't stand up the third time. Why not? The Gemara says, because you only have makabel o malchus shamayim twice during the day, kriyas shma shachris, kriyas shma arvis. So therefore, since you're only going to be, you know, kind of be makabel o malchus shamayim of the Ribbono shel Olam twice a day, you can't stand up for the Rebbe three times a day. Shelo yehei kvayda meruba mikvayd shamayim. So Sotu says in Oyd Yehuda in a tshuva, he says, if you're not going to be o the regal to the Ribbono shel Olam, how then can I be hoylech lahakbel pnei rabo beregal? Shelo yehei kvayd rabbi meruba mikvayd shamayim. Not everyone agrees, though, with this Neid of Yehuda. There's Rabbi Yonatan Eibshitz has in the Yaros Dvash. He says just the opposite. Mamish Pumfakert. Why did they Chazal, you know, come up, or why did they create? This is not a mitzvah midoy, right? So lahakbel pnei rabo berego. Where would they, you know, the basis for such a mitzvah come from? Why do I have to visit the Rebbe on a regal with Dafka? So he has a fantastic pshat. He says no, this came Dafka after Aliyah Leregel stopped. The mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel was to go to the Beis HaMikdash and bring a karbon. And what did that mitzvah accomplish? What did a person gain out of that experience of going with a karbon to the Makom HaMikdash? He was inspired to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam more. As the Pasuk says in Parashas Re'eh, right there, the Pasuk says, L'man tilma liras Hashem Elokecha kol hayomim. By going to visit Yerushalayim, you will learn to fear the Ribbono Shel Olam because of all the things that you saw on the Beis HaMikdash, the Kohanim, the Karbonos. It was very inspirational. I mean, a Kumzitz now, can you imagine going to visit the Beis HaMikdash with Eitan Katz and all this? It would be something that's, you know, something from a different planet. So it would really be an inspirational experience. That's why Tosfos has in Baba Basra, famous Tosfos in Baba Basra, you have to know about this. Tosfos says in Baba Basra that, well, that's what the Pasuk means, Ki mitzion teitzei Torah. That from Zion comes forth Torah. What it means is, Tosfos, there's a Tosfos, Ki mitzion teitzei Torah, and Baba Basra, Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. So Tosfos says, Lefisha hayaroya kedusha gedayla, when you would go to the other ego, you would see great kedusha, v'kaihanim oiskin ba'avoida, kahanim would be doing their avoida, hayimachavin libo yoysa, liyara shamayim, ulilmo Torah. So Ki mitzion teitzei Torah, from Tzion came forth Torah, because when you go to the Beit HaMikdash, you would get a great jolt of inspiration, and that would encourage you to learn Torah more and to have Yerushalayim. So that's what the mitzvah of Oleh Regel was all about. Now we have no longer a mitzvah of being Oleh Regel. So what could we do in its place? So Chazal said, you know what, visit your Rebbe. Maybe that will also serve as an inspirational experience. So he says, Dafka, they created this mitzvah to take the place of being Oleh Regel. So in order to kind of recreate that experience, he says, "Adarabba, in the time that there's no Aliyah L'Regel, that's exactly when this mitzvah should apply." Okay, but that's the basic mitzvah according to the Rambam, is to arrive in the Makom HaMikdash and these three regalim in order to offer a karbon Eilas Re'iyah. So in the absence of the Eilas Re'iyah, the mitzvah no longer applies. However, the Turei Evan, that's the Shagas Aryeh's commentary, Masechtas Chagiga, disagrees with the Rambam. The Shagas Aryeh is different amongst the Achrayim. Usually, Achrayim don't pick fights with Rishayim. You typically have that. Rishayim, like Reb Chaim said, Unzer Malacha is Fashtein the Rishayim. Our Malacha is to understand the Rishayim, not to bring Rayas and disagree back and forth, because we could barely understand the Rishayim. Says, our Malacha is to understand the Rishayim. However, once in a while, you have certain Achrayim who pick fights, like who take sides in Machlokes Rishayim. The Vilna Gaon does that. The Vilna Gaon does that. But the Vilna Gaon had a kind of a status of a Rishon. Even though he was in the 1700s, the period of the Rishonim ended in the 1500s, he picks fights sometimes with the Rishonim. So Shagas Aryeh also will do that. The Shagas Aryeh will take sides. He'll have a tshuva in the Shagas Aryeh, you know, Rashi and Tosfos, who's right? And he comes out with a conclusion that one is right and the other, you know, he doesn't think is correct. So one time, the famous mitzvah with the Shagas Aryeh, that one time the Shagas Aryeh was getting a sefer down from the bookshelf, and the entire bookshelf of Svarim fell on the Shagas Aryeh. So Shai Gazari said it's okay, he deserves it, because he picks fights with all of them. So finally they ganged up on him and they all fell on him, because he they were getting back at him. Anyway, Shai Gazari does this. So Shai Gazari thinks over here not like the Rambam, and he has a raya, because the Mishnah says in Masechtas Chagiga, Hakol Chayavim Bereiya, who's obligated to be Oyel Regel? That's what I'm going to Masechtas Chagiga. A lot of it is about this, being Oyel Regel, bringing Oyel's Reiya. So everyone is obligated, Chutz Mecheir Shaita V'Katan, except for Cheir Shaita V'Katan. However, Yushalmi says Masechtas Chagiga, over there, Bereiyas Karban, that Mishnah, that a Katan is Pater from being Oyel Regel, that means from the Karban component. To show up, even the katan is chayiv. So Shai Gazari said, you see from this Yushalmi, that Yushalmi understood not like the Rambam. The Pasuk mentioned two things. The Pasuk says, show up on the three regalim in Yushalayim, and then, lo yiras pnei Hashem reikam, don't come empty-handed. However, Yushalmi, so Rambam said, yeah, show up with a karban. And the Vaisa says, coming to reinforce the essay. No, says Yushalmi. Yushalmi says there's two separate things. Show up. Even a katan's got to show up, like Hakel from last week's parasha, right? Even the katan has to show up. Then also come with a karban. Not the katan's katan is pata from coming with a karban. There's really two separate things. So therefore, writes the Turei Evan, the Minchas Chinuch as well, that Bezman HaZeh, in the absence of a karban, Oilas Re'iyah, even though we're no longer bringing karbanos because we don't have a base hamikdash, there is still a mitzvah today to be oyel regel. Because there's really two parts of the mitzvah. One was to be oyel regel. The other was to sacrifice a karban when you came. And just because you can't bring the karban, that should not preclude you. Normally, it's, well, you're a panei reikam. Okay, if I have the ability to come with the karban, don't come empty-handed. But I have no ability to come with the karban. So you can't bring a karban, you should at least be oyel regel. And in fact, that was what the Turei Evan says on his own. That's the Shai Gazari. However, in the Tash Beitz is from the end of the period of the Rishonim. He can, you know, according to everyone, disagree with the Rambam. Yeah, what are you saying?
So according to that, I think it was just like the Grad, like he was saying that, like, we have to go Elias Lurego, even like though we can't bring a Korban. So by that logic, he's basically saying that, like, the Mitzvah Elias Lurego isn't dependent on the base of Megdash, it's just being in Yerushalayim.
Yes, agreed. A mitzvah, the Makom HaMikdash. A mitzvah to come to the Makom, I don't think he means to go to Apple Pizza. It means the Makom HaMikdash. Makom HaMikdash. Yeah.
Separate argument.
Yeah,
so,
I know.
How that worked.
So the Tash Beitz, though. Chela Gimel Simen Reish Alef. I apologize, I didn't give it to you. But the Tash Beitz quotes from a Medrash Shir HaShirim over here, Ois Yud, where the Pasuk says, Hinech Yofa Rayosi, Hinech Yofa Hinech Yonim, that the Torah, the Shir HaShirim, I'm sorry, the Pasuk compares Klal Yisrael to the Yoina. Ma Yoina Zu, Af Al Pi Sha'at Noitla Goiz Leha, even if you take away its nest, Ein Ma Neches Sha'ivcha Li Olam. You know, even if you take away, I'm sorry, its chicks, you take away its children, it always comes back to the same nest. Kach Yisrael, Af Al Pi Sha'char Beis HaMikdash Lo Bitlu Shalosh Regalim Bashana. They did not cease to come to be other regal in the three regalim. So the Turei Evan is mamish, he had a Yushalmi. That's pretty good. And now he is a Medrash Shir HaShirim, says the Tash Beitz. Mamish says explicitly that they used to be other regal even after Korban Beis HaMikdash. Now this could be an inyan, you know, right? It doesn't necessarily have to be a mitzvah. Maybe it's like what we call today an inyan, like it's something to do, even though it's not necessarily a formal mitzvah, neither midday rites or midday rabbana. But at least the Yushalmi, maybe it is a mitzvah. The Shir HaShirim says, Medrash Shir HaShirim says, they used to do this. In fact, the Ran quotes, the Rav Haigorn had this practice over here, or other some Rishonim had this practice, because the Gemara says in Masechtas Tainis the following. This we're familiar with. On Shloisha b'Marchesh v'n Shalos HaGeshamim. When do we begin to daven for rain after Sukkah? Sukkah, of course, we know we daven for rain, but we don't, so we start saying Moirid, Mash V'ruch Moirid HaGeshem, but we don't begin saying V'sein Talumot HaLevracha right away. In Eretz Yisrael, you wait 15 days after Yontif, or 2 weeks after Yontif. So, right, you wait till Chamisha, so Yom Achar Achag. That's the opinion of Rabbi Gamliel. We passing that way. In Eretz Yisrael, they do it 15 days after Yontif. In Chutz La'aretz, we don't do it then we do it much later, for whatever reason. Why in Chutz La'aretz we do it later, we could discuss Sukkot time. But we don't start saying V'sein Talmud Levrach until December. But in Eretz Yisrael, they're saying it already 15 days after Yom Tov. What do you do if you travel back and forth to Eretz Yisrael? Chutz La'aretz, okay, good shayla. discuss on another occasion. But either way, we wait 15 days after Yom Tov. Why? Start saying it the minute we say Masha V'Rocha Mer Geshem. Why do we wait to say V'Sein Talamot L'Vrocha to only 15 days after Yom Tov? So the Gemara there explains, in order to give people time to get home who are being on the Rego, we're going to start saying Masha V'Rocha Mer Geshem, V'Sein Talamot L'Vrocha right after Sukkot. It's going to start raining right away. Rainstorms. People aren't going to be able to get home. Oh, they're not going to be able to get home, so we better not start asking for rain until everyone already got home to the far reaches of where from where they came, in order to make sure that they don't get trapped in the rain. But 1 minute, chevra. So this was in order to protect those who were being out of the rego, right? That's why we wait 15 days after. Why? I have a different shaila. Why don't we stop 15 days before Pesach? Well, the people being on the right, we wait 15 days to save the Saint Talamot of the Vracha in order to protect people to get home so they shouldn't get their shoes dirty in the mud of the rain from being on the Rego. So why don't we stop saying the Saint Talamot of the Vracha 15 days before Pesach and Rosh Chodesh Nissan so that people should be able to be on the Rego and it won't be raining on their head? Good, Shaila? So they quote from Shlomo Zalman, who said very poshut. Shlomo Zalman said very simply. He said, I'll tell you. Because by Sukkot, no one came with their raincoat. No one came with their shane coat. No one came with their galoshes. They came with their sandalim and their other clothes. They don't have the winter clothes out yet. She's still wearing her summer dress. So now she's going to get a walk home. She doesn't have that wardrobe out already. But when they came for Pesach, they already had their boots out. They already had their raincoats out. Ah, so now, even if it'll rain on them, they won't be deterred from being on the regular for Pesach because they already have their rain shoes on. If they came Sukkot without rain shoes, and now you expect that it's going to rain all of a sudden on them when they're going home, they're going to get very upset and not going to be all the regular in the coming years because they're saying, we got trapped, or, you know, we got empty-handed. Over here, though, when they come to be all the regular in a Pesach, so if they already have their rain shoes out, they already have their coats out, that's what Shlomo Zalman said. Reb Chaim Knievsky, though, says fantastic, a different shot. He says, based on the Pesach in Sefer Tehillim, where the Pesach says, "Bebeis Elokim Alech Berogesh." When you're going, people are excited. Oh, we're excited. We're going to go. So when you're going on your way there, even if there's rain in the way, you're going to make your way through it. Berogesh, we go with excitement. Hergesh, he says, is a Rosh Tevis. To Barad, hail, Ruach, Geshem, Sheleg, like the mail service, right, which is under attack right now. Rain or shine or sleet or hail, they're still going to deliver the mail. We will come to be on the regular. Havdu Elif Alfei Avdolos will be on the regular. Even if it's Nalech Berogesh, we have to get through the elements in order to get there. So before Pesach, we don't need to stop saying V'Sein Talamot L'Vracha early. We're going to go no matter what. On our way home after Sukkot, we don't want people to regret that they came and now the excitement is over and they're on a downer. So we want to make sure you get home okay and you don't regret coming. But when you're on your way before Pesach, everyone is so excited. But Chevra, why do we do this today? We still don't say V'Sein Talamot L'Vracha and Eretz Yisrael until 15 days after Sukkot. Today, Ado Yom Hazeh. No one's being on the Rego. Why are we still doing this? So that's the kasha that Ron asked in that mission of Sechlis Tainis. V'Yikol Ameida Kocha. Heichi Pasuk Rabbi Lazar Halacha Grami Gamliel. Why does the Rif bring the Halacha like Grami Gamliel? The Rif only brings Halachas that are Nogei L'Maisa, not like the Rambam. The Rambam has Hilchos Maisa Karbonis. The Rif does not. The Rif only brings that which is Nogei L'Maisa. Why is he bringing this? No one's being on the regal. What is this about? And then he says in the third line, "Mivreim Sarach Lomar Deki Ifzika Hilchsurim Gamliel Hainu Afilu LeAchar Achurban." Must be that this is relevant even after Korban Beis Hamikdash. Fisha Hayu Misafsim Bechol Hasfivas Beregel Yerushalayim. They used to come. People used to come. Says the Ran. People are still doing this in his time. They're being on the rego. And when they halalu roi shana acha hasheilo shehi haseikar takana. It's kedai to push it off, and so it shouldn't rain on the people being on the rego. So the Ran says it was already still going on in his time. The Sefer Chassidim, I think, says Rav Haigon used to come and walk around Har HaZeisim 7 times. I don't know why Har HaZeisim and why 7 times, what happened to the Makom HaMikdash. But either way, people used to be Oy L'Regel. There was an Indian to be Oy L'Regel even after Korban Beis HaMikdash, because they understood Aliyah L'Regel and bringing a carbon are really 2 separate things. There's Aliyah L'Regel, right? Shalosh Pam V'Shani Rekos Zuchur Kasmini Hashem V'Kecha V'Makom HaShayivcha, and then there's Vayir Pana Rekom, come with a carbon. But if you have no carbon, maybe there's still an inyan to be on the regular. The Rambam understood, no, they're one and the same. The mitzvah to come is to come with the carbon. You have no carbon, don't come. These Rishayim or Achrayim understood that there's a separate mitzvah to come even in the absence of a carbon, and they were even doing this even after Churban Beis HaMikdash. The Tashbei told it's an obligation. However, Bavadia has an etshuva in Yechav Edas, Chelak Aleph, Simen Chav Hei, has an etshuva that he thinks there's an inyan to do it. Ramayish is a similar thing. An inyan to do it, that's why you have today out of Yom HaZeh, there are people who will be Oyle Regel, who come to the Makom HaMikdash, they try to come, nothing to do with the Lulav on the first day Sukkot, they try and come to be Oyle Regel. But it's an inyan, you don't have to do, you know, an inyan. What about from Chutz Laretz? So, okay, let's say this, today there's an inyan, and people in Eretz Yisrael try and come to the Makom HaMikdash, at least, you know, during the three Yom HaTov Benji. You want to say something?
Yeah. With regard, that was a separate topic that we've covered before in the past in terms of going to Har Habayis. But assuming whether you hold like the answer is no or not, if you fall like the in between, would Aliyah L'Regel be considered as if like you're going through the Arif Shuk to like that little door, like what they do on like. I think it's the first day of
Sukkot. I don't think you have to walk on the Makom HaMikdash. I think it means, I mean, look, obviously that was the mitzvah, but I think even to visit the Makom HaMikdash by the Kaiser would also be a fulfillment of this inyan of being on the regal. Yeah, I don't think you have to. Interesting. I don't know. Maybe you have to walk on the Makom HaMikdash itself. Maybe. I don't know. Most don't think it's an absolute obligation like the Tashbeitz. Most think it's just an inyan. So maybe the inyan is also just to only visit the Makom HaMikdash, not necessarily to walk on it. But Tosfos says over here an important distinction. This mitzvah being Oyle Regel, even if it is an inyan, or even Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash HaYakayman was a chiyuv medina to bring an Oyle Sriyah, only applies to those in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira did not come on Pesach because, to be Oyle Regel, because he wasn't Chutz La'aretz, and it's even wasn't Chutz La'aretz. It's the third answer of Tosfos. And this mitzvah only applies in Eretz Yisrael, does not apply in Chutz La'aretz. So that's one thing you see from Tosfos. So even though Bizman HaZeh there is such an inyan, presumably the inyan is limited to those in Eretz Yisrael, not those in Chutz La'aretz. Ella, you want to say something?
According to Tosfos, that means Reuven got a Chatzim Menashe and never had a Chiyuv
to Olivia. Oh, you just stepped on a landmine. Who said the Eivar HaYarden is not part of Eretz Yisrael? It is part of Eretz Yisrael for certain things, not part of Eretz Yisrael for other things. That's a very complicated topic. What is the status of Eivar HaYarden? We can't wade into that right now. But that's a very complicated issue. Presumably it had the status of Eretz Yisrael vis-a-vis this, but that might touch on the next thing. And that is this mitzvah being Oyle Regel, why is it limited to Eretz Yisrael? Why? Why should it be limited to Eretz Yisrael? So Tosfos says over here, also another thing, is that in order to be chayiv, even if you're an Eretz Yisrael, you have to be a real estate owner. If you do not own real estate in Eretz Yisrael, now don't ask me if you own the third floor of a condo, I don't know, but if you own real estate in Eretz Yisrael, you're chayiv to be Oyle Regel. If you don't own real estate, even as much based on Mikdash HaYakayim, you did not have to be Oyle Regel. It's only a personalized karka. Therefore, Tosfos says, maybe Yehuda ben Beseira was in Eretz Yisrael, but he didn't have karka. Where does that come from? Because the Pasuk says, and that's the Gemara Pesachim over here, Chesem Ebeiz. I don't know why I put it on the sheet, but okay, it's in the Gemara. The Amar Rabbi Ami, Ko Adam Sheyesh Lo Karka Oyle Regel, V'Shein Lo Karka Ein Oyle Regel. I mean, you can't be more explicit than that. It's only for those who have karka. And this is based on a Pasuk in Mishpatim over here, Oysid Gimel, where the Pasuk says, Perak Amadav, Pasuk Chav Daud, Ki Orish Goyim Miponecha V'Hirchafti Es Gvucha, No, don't worry to be Oyle Regel. No one's going to take your karka while you're away. Hashem will protect your real estate. People will be afraid to abandon their homes. They're going to come home and there'll be squatters in their house. They're never going to be able to get rid of the squatters. There'll be an anti-eviction law like we have now. So you'll never be able to get rid of them. So everyone's going to be afraid to be Oyle Regel. Who's going to watch my house and my property when I go to be Oyle Regel? So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, don't worry, I will protect your property when you're going to be Oyle Regel. But what do you see from the Pasuk? You must own property. If you don't own property, there's no mitzvah to be Oyle Regel. So Tosfos says, even if you're in Eretz Yisrael, if you don't own property, there's no mitzvah. This seems to imply that the mitzvah being Oyle Regel is a mitzvah hatluya ba'aretz. This is one of the mitzvahs hatluyas ba'aretz, like truma, like meiser, you know, that only apply in Eretz Yisrael. So too, the mitzvah being on the reg only applies in Eretz Yisrael. Now, that might impact the Eivor HaYarden, Shaila. Some mitzvahs of Tulias Baretz apply in Eivor HaYarden. Other mitzvahs of Tulias Baretz do not apply in Eivor HaYarden. Eivor HaYarden is a complicated issue. But this seems to be a mitzvah of Tulias Baretz. And that's why if a person doesn't have karka, or he's not, even if he's in Eretz Yisrael, he doesn't have karka, or certainly if he's not in Eretz Yisrael at all, so then he doesn't have the mitzvah of being Eile Rego. Why? Why should it be a mitzvah, a Tuli Baretz? The whole purpose of the mitzvah was to come out and be inspired by the Makom HaMikdash. Why should this be one of the mitzvahs of Tuli Baretz? I understand, Truma and Maisa, the fruit that grows in the land is holy. I have to separate tithes and, you know, but why should this be a mitzvah of Tuli Baretz? So the Sfarno, the writes over there in that pasuk, that the Torah describes the Kadosh Baruch Hu in this context as an Odon. The pasuk says, right, Shalosh Pamim Bashana, Yeroeh Kol Zechurecha, Etz Penei Odon Hashem. Why do we call Hashem the Odon in this context? Says the Sfarno, Ki Hu Gam Kein Odon HaKarka. It's referring to the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu rules over the land. Meaning, what I am doing by being Ole Rego is I'm demonstrating that I'm leaving my house and everything behind. I demonstrate my bitachon in the Ribbono Shel Olam that he's the one who provides me with parnasa and therefore will protect my parnasa when I come to be Ole Rego to be inspired. But part of the mitzvah is not only to come to be inspired, but to show my trust in the Ribbono Shel Olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I trust you, I'm leaving my store behind, my merchandise behind, my house behind. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I trust that you are the Adain. You are the one who is the ruler over all of the land, and I put it all in your hands. But I'm demonstrating that my parnasa comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's what the mitzvah of being Ole Rego is all about. Now perhaps you can understand why it only applies in Eretz Yisrael. You know why? Because the Gemara says in Masechtas Tainus, Yudam Adalov, has to do with what we just mentioned this morning in Nefesh HaChayim. The Gemara says in Tainus, who provides parnasa in Chutz La'aretz? Different intermediaries, different messengers of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who provides parnasa, the rain in Eretz Yisrael? That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Eretz Yisrael mashka yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'atzmai v'chol ha'olam kuloi al yidei shaliach. Parnasa is provided in Chutz La'aretz by an intermediary in Eretz Yisrael by HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. That's why the Gemara says in Masechtas Ksubis, striking Gemara, but this is when you understand it properly. It's not, you know, helps us, you know, a little be digested. The Gemara says, whoever lives in Chutz La'aretz is ki'ilu oyved avodas kerchavim. Whoever lives in Chutz La'aretz, that's ki'ilu, we're being oyved avodas kerchavim. How are we being oyved avodas kerchavim? We're sitting here learning Torah, you know, Altaras HaKodesh and yeshiva. Why should that be ki'ilu oyved avodas kerchavim? The answer is, says the Avnei Nezer in the Tshuva, because who's providing our parnasa? Not the Ribbono Shel Olam, an intermediary. Oh, so we're worshiping an intermediary, because that's the one who provides us with our parnasa. So it's ki'ilu, oyved avodas kerchavim. Who provides parnasa in Eretz Yisrael? Kadosh Baruch Hu directly. That's why that's ki'ilu. Whoever lives in Chutz La'aretz is ki'daime, kamisha ein le'alaika. It's as if he has no HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam, because he's getting parnasa from an intermediary, not from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if part of the mitzvah being Ole Rego, says the Shem Yishmu already says this in Parashas Mishpatim, if part of the mitzvah being Ole Rego is not only to come and be inspired in the Makom HaMikdash, but also, part of the mitzvah is to leave your parnasa behind and show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, demonstrate bitachon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I understand that you run everything, and you're in control of everything, so maybe it's you have to have karka in Eretz Yisrael, because that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu really controls everything. But if a person has parnasa elsewhere, and he doesn't have karka in Eretz Yisrael, so that maybe there isn't the same kind of mitzvah, you know, that's applicable to him, because his parnasa is not dependent directly on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's dependent on the intermediary that HaKadosh Baruch Hu appointed over all of Chutz La'aretz. And the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Rego is to leave your parnasa behind in the hands of Hashem and show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I believe that you are the Adon. You are the ruler over my parnasa, and I trust you that you'll take care of me. But that's why perhaps the mitzvah Tluya Ba'aretz, it depends on the land of Eretz Yisrael, because perhaps it has this bitachon dynamic to it, which perhaps is limited to Eretz Yisrael and doesn't apply to the same degree in Chutz La'aretz. So that's why, chevra, even though bizmanenu we assume there is an Indian to be Ole Rego, if you're in Eretz Yisrael, you're zeicha to be there for Yontif. I don't presume most of us will be there this Yontif, but if you're zeicha to be in Eretz Yisrael for one of the Shalosh Regalim, they're all amazing to be in Eretz Yisrael. It's amazing to be in Eretz Yisrael all the time, but certainly the Shalosh Regalim. So it's an Indian to go dafka to the Makom HaMikdash at least once, to be Kilu Ole Rego, but that Indian doesn't apply in Chutz La'aretz. It seems to have some kind of mitzvah, Tluya Ba'aretz component to it. Okay, Chaver, we're going to stop over here at the two dots. We're going to have to pick up with this after Rosh Hashanah, but I think the rest of the week we want to do Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. Yeah? Unless you want to continue on in Pesachim. Zuzim Magdim in the Mitzvahs. It's a good sugya. Zuzim Magdim in the Mitzvahs. Ershtemo.
I think that's a good topic.
Zuzim Magdim in the Mitzvahs. Tzaytemo. What?
So we start with a bang.
We'll start with Zuzim Magdim in the Mitzvahs. We're going to wait to start with Zuzim Magdim in the Mitzvahs. Fine. We will wait and not be Zoris to start the sugya of Zuzim Magdim in the Mitzvahs after
Ershtemo. It's only right.
It's only right to be to procrastinate when we're learning the sugya of Zuzim Magdim in the Mitzvahs. Okay, fine.
All right, look,